call the January 20th, 2026 Public Works Committee meeting to order. President of the room, my staff, myself, Alderman Cornelius, Alderman Plucher, Marlis, our minutes taker. Dan is online. Fantastic. All righty, so we'll start off. Any citizen comments? In the room?
Yep, Clay, online, if you have citizen comments to give, either raise your hand or type your name into the chat box and we will unmute you. Doesn't look like it. Okay.
Okay, so moving on. Minutes for correction is taken. Is there any questions?
No, I'm good.
We will accept the minutes as presented. Moving on, item number one, new business, PW 2026-01, snow operations report.
Actually, I think the one thing I wanted to share out of all these numbers was that we've already used 1,700 tons of salt, which is 600 more than we did all of last year. And we have used more since then. So it'll be a normal year this year. We won't have a big savings of salt. We will use it right up to our maximum. And it's just these little pesky snows. It's nothing besides the Thanksgiving one. It's just been little pesky snows that we still have to go out and spread a lot of salt.
And our reserves are still pretty good.
We have about 850, John, now that we took?
Yeah.
About 850 tons out at the county still, which is good. We're going to leave as much there as we can until we move.
700 at the shops, though.
So. With trucks loaded and what's in the bins. So we're going to be good. I just wanted you to be aware that we've used 600 more than last year already. And we still have, you know, probably 6 to 8 weeks left of winter. That, and if you'll notice, there's two different systems. We're trying to work out the math that all the new trucks have a completely different system because our old system was out of date. So we're trying to get the math to work out to where it's easier to read, and we'll continue to keep working on that.
Questions, comments?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on. PW 2026-02, water reports for October.
Yes, these are our monthly reports that we have to get approved by City Council per the IEPA regulations. I looked through these, did not see anything like out of the ordinary. One good note is that if you look in like December, everybody's down to using 74 gallons a month per person, which is low, which is good. They're using they're taking water conservation serious, which is great.
Questions or comments?
No. Mm-hmm.
You guys okay with putting that on consent?
Yep.
Okay, we move that forward to consent. And then item number three, PW 2026-03, capital improvement project updates.
Yeah, we have a brief memo in the packet that describes the updates to the various projects. I'll just highlight a couple things here tonight. One is the North Receiving Station. That's one of the Lake Michigan-related projects that is under construction with the underground piping starting in December, so that's underway. Another Lake Michigan-related project, the Northwest Tank off of Eldon, Maine. That foundation work was completed prior to the end of 25, and then the next step will be the erection of the tank with the cement. So that is coming up here soon, so that's moving forward. And then work has begun on the South Receiving Station / standpipe site off of the parcel off of Restored Church. So they're doing some site cleaning, initial work there to kind of get things ready to go. That's also where some activity is for the Route 126 water main. That will also be starting here relatively quickly. So just wanted to highlight those projects. Under construction, and then design-wise, we are out to bid on the 26 water main replacement work. Bids will come in February, so next month we'll be reviewing those at the committee meeting here, and then we will be soon going out to bid with the two road programs as well. So a lot of work proceeding and getting ready to get to construction this construction season. and be happy to address any other questions that anybody may have on the list of issues.
Straightforward. The only thing I had is I've noticed a lot of price costs rising again. Are we pretty confident that we're going to fall within budget? Or
on like the Lake Michigan items, or like newly?
And the roads and
I think so. I mean, we check in regularly with contractors, especially on the roadway programs, to kind of get what they think their current prices are. So I think we're pretty solid. Yes.
Fantastic. Okay. Moving on. Item number four, PW 2026-04, quarterly bond and letter of credit reduction summary.
Yeah, just our standard quarterly report. Nothing to comment on necessarily, unless anybody has any questions.
These are all just informational, right?
Correct.
Moving on, item number five, PW 2026-05, public works truck purchase and disposal.
We are looking to put our name in for a truck. We are doing this early, kind of like Chief Jensen does with his police vehicles. To get our name in early means we'll get the truck for next winter season. If we wait till after May 1st, till the budget season, we won't. It'll be spring of next year. So we're trying to get our name in early for that, which requires the approval of the purchase of the truck. We would like to sell our last two old trucks when we get this truck, so we'd ask for permission to put them on the auction again like we did last time, which ended up working out very well for us and for the buyer, frankly. And then lastly, it also requires a budget amendment because it's for next year's budget, so we have to actually allocate the money this year to say we can cover it in case it does. It did come in early, even though it will not. So this is a three-part process for this one, and that will give us a full fleet of new trucks. That will give us our last two 07s will be gone.
Questions?
Think you'll have adequate storage for them?
Yes.
Good this year?
Yes.
For next year?
Yes. We should be in the new building by July or August, so yes.
That's it.
Anybody else?
So it's going to be basically ready to go, with
all the snow equipment will be on there. Yep. All we'll have to do is hang the spinner for the spreader, and we should be good to go. And but because we'll drive it home to plow on.
Well, it seems like it's a quicker lead time than some of the other ones. So.
Correct.
You all good, Dan?
I can't guarantee a price won't increase. Sorry, Dan.
I just have to step away for a second, feet boy.
No, okay.
All right, I'll be back in a minute.
Okay, then we'll move that forward to City Council. Moving on, item number six, PW 2026-06, Quick Trip gas station public improvement acceptance.
Yeah, the Quick Trip at 4771 opened up late last year. And they've closed out all their punch list items on the site work. And there is one minor public improvement that needs to be accepted. It is a sanitary sewer about 550 feet or so. Again, all punch list work is complete, so we are recommending acceptance of that public improvement. Normally, you would have a one-year warranty on public improvements, but in this case, since it is only 550 feet or so, we are recommending that the City Council consider waiving that.
Why are we waiving it?
It's just it's a small item, and the City Council has entertained that in the past. Totally up to you. You can keep the one-year warranty as well. But it's been televised, it's been tested. We certainly don't anticipate anything occurring. But again, totally up to the council.
What are your thoughts?
I never want to waive a warranty.
All right. Yeah, I say we don't waive it.
Yeah, that is fine.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll modify the motion accordingly.
Okay.
Yep.
And we'll put it on.
You can put it on consent, yeah.
I don't think anybody's being more worried that we didn't do the moratorium.
Yeah, no, it's just something that
Right.
council has entertained in the past, you know, if that's the stance, current stance, that's fine, we'll just, we'll bring those requests forward, you know, for the next one. No problem with us.
Okay, moving on, item number seven, PW 2026-07, 2025, Road to Better Roads, request for change in plans and final payment estimates.
All right, basically it's a balancing change order and wrapping up the project. These are IDOT type of documents that are necessary to close out the project. So basically, it, for the MFT portion of last year's road program, we are a little bit over $9,000 under budget. So certainly we're recommending approval of the change in plans and then also the final pay estimate. I'll be happy to address any questions anybody may have.
I'm good. No questions.
Anything, Dan?
Probably missed it.
Or did you miss that one?
Yeah, he just sat down.
I just sat down. What were you guys talking about?
The item number seven, the Roads to Better Roads, balancing change order.
Getting money back.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with it.
Go ahead and move that consent as well then.
That's good.
Unless you get a talk.
What's that?
Anything you put on the tape, you don't have to read again.
I just like that.
You don't care anymore.
Moving on, item number eight, PW 2026-08-2025, local road program change order number one, balance.
All right, this is for the non-MFT portion of the road program, the larger portion, larger project. So this is a balancing change order, wrapping this contract up. So in this case, it's a slight increase of just over $4,000 to the original contract value, but we are recommending approval of the change order.
Questions?
Nope.
Nope. Okay, I think we should put that one on City Council. Moving on, item number nine, PW 2026-09, ordinance authorizing the grant of certain easements for the construction of improvements to the city's water system.
All right, the DuPage Water Commission has requested easements, and rightfully so, for both the north and south receiving station sites. They are going to be building a metering station on the same sites. They need access to be able to build it, maintain it. So they had put forth some language. It has been vetted by Kathy and city staff. So we are comfortable with the language they have provided. So we're recommending acceptance of these easements.
Questions? What do you think about that one? Consent or? I'm fine with consent.
I'm fine with consent. I'd say, because don't we do the update?
Yeah.
We'll just briefly mention it on the update.
Mm-hmm. I am fine. Item number 11, PW 2026-11-2024, sanitary sewer lining change order number two, final balancing.
Let's see.
Skip the first inspection.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
One, two,
three. Out of order and the medical numbers off, too.
Oh, I wrote on the wrong one, that's why. Okay, item number 10, 2026-10, resolution approving an engineering agreement with Engineering Enterprises Incorporated for the 2026-27 bridge inspection services.
This is a pretty standard contract. We do it every other year when we have to have our bridges inspected, and for the last few cycles, EEI subcontracts out to Benesch, I believe it is,
mm-hmm.
Alfred Benesch and Company,
yes.
Do find work, and it's something we have to do. Per the FHWA, so EEI's proposed contract is $40,228. Of that, $39,000 is direct payment to Benner. So EEI is taking, I think, $1,200 for their administration of the contract, which is a pretty good price.
Yeah, This is the second contract that we're moving out from under the base contract for EEI. So the detention basin inspections was the first one. As a result of now 15 years worth of base contract value that hasn't been changed, but we've increased the hourly rates each year. Obviously, we get slightly less hours each year. So this is the first year that we've looked at the amount of hours and said, probably need to, you know, make some room within that base contract. So both this and the detention basin had been previously in the base contract, and we're going to push them outside and pay for them separately. So of note on the detention basin inspections, we have conducted the meeting with the mayor. Went fantastic. And so it'll be on city council here in the next few weeks.
Oh, that's
so,
right.
Yeah,
he
was unsure what it was.
Nobody does that type of
thing. It boiled down to he just wanted to see, you know, how the inspections occur, what we take out, et cetera, based on a, you know, an issue he had in Oswego with how they were doing their detention basin inspections. So, yeah.
I got to go to that consent agenda just to mess with him.
We did.
You can. Yeah.
I don't know. He's talking about the basin inspection. We put it on consent here.
You did.
And then he pulled it off, yeah.
Correct, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I will definitely review that with him, before the meeting. We'll see how that goes. So,
I mean, you probably got a hook in your truck, too. I can open anyone he wants to see.
Yeah.
It's a basin. They look at it.
Count how many cockroaches are in there.
Too good. I just pulled here. I didn't see any.
Okay. I'm going to put that on city council.
Okay.
Item number 11, PW 2026-11, 2024 sanitary sewer lining, change order number 2, final balancing.
All right, yeah, trying to close out some projects here. So final balancing change order for last year's sewer lining program. So this is a decrease in value of a little bit over $6,600. So certainly recommending approval of the change order.
Questions?
Nope.
Dan? Okay. Take that and put that on consent. Item number 12, PW 2026-12, resolution authorizing the purchase of replacement pumps for the Raintree and Brule Street lift stations in amount not to exceed $73,535.
Yep, this is for three pumps, one at Raintree and two at Brule Street lift station. They were all put in about the same time. And they are the original motors from 2005 and 2007. So there's lots and lots of hours on the motors. And we've repaired them and replaced impellers and repaired them. And they just are done. They're shot. So we asked our dealer here, Metropolitan, if they would give us a deal for multiple motors. And as you can see, it knocked off about $7,500 off the price to buy three instead of one.
So is it just motors?
And the cords.
Okay.
And we'll just go get them. We'll put them in. We'll do all of that.
But everything.
Everything included the impellers.
Okay, but not the base, not the volutes.
Correct. All those are there. They just slide down on the rails and right down on them.
And you've done inspections on those volutes.
Those I get done twice a year when we have pumped the lift stations down.
Okay. You do with like ceramic lining on those?
We have not. We have not.
Any questions?
No.
Yeah. That on city council?
No.
Item number 13, PW 2026-13, resolution approving an engineering agreement with EEI, the Route 47 utility relocation, Caton Farm Road to 71.
Finally, this has been in the works for quite a few years, and now they're moving forward in a hurry. So we have to move a lot of water main that comes out of Wendette Ridge and comes up along 47 along the east side there. And we're trying to limit the amount of water main we actually replace by doing some looping down in Wendette. And then we'll only have a little piece that we have to buy easements for outside of the right-of-way. Is that correct, Brad?
That's correct, yes.
And we need to do this soon. They're going out to bid soon, so we need to get this done and in the works. And EEI, for their design services, they're proposing a fixed fee of $151,713 for this. And then direct expenses will be $56,500. Right now, we have $325,000 currently budgeted in this year's budget, so we'll be under budget by quite a bit.
Questions?
No.
Dan,
yeah,
all good?
Yeah, is this, I know it's already budgeted, but is this something that the WIFIA funds could be used to help finance if needed?
I don't think so because I think our project scope is limited to the Lake Michigan project.
Okay, yeah, I was just wondering.
Okay, I think I'm fine with consent. Okay. Item number 14, PW 2026-14, VetroNet contract for new public works and parks facilities.
Yep, bringing this forward to you guys because in the 5-year term, it ends up being just over the $25,000 threshold. It's $420 a month. It gives us what our IT company says that we need for bandwidth and for IP addresses. So it's all up to what they need. We just wanted to bring it forward to you guys since it is a total of over $25,000 in the 5 years.
Questions?
That sounds fine.
You can put that on consent.
Thank you.
Item number 15, PW 2026-15, 2026 Road to Better Roads, MFT resolution and cost estimate.
All right, it's mentioned a little bit ago that we're getting ready to go out to bid for the road programs. So this is the first step that's necessary. It's IDOT paperwork that's required for them to initiate their review for this year's road program that's utilizing MFT funds. So basically, we have to submit an estimate and then a resolution that goes along with that, authorizing the funds. So our current estimate is $1.47 million, with $1.325 million coming from MFT. So that is the request for the City Council to approve both of those documents.
Questions?
Nope.
Could you put that one on City Council?
Sure.
Item number 16, PW 2026-16, Grand Reserve Unit number 7.
All right, so the developers requested acceptance of the public utilities, so that includes, you know, all your underground, so that's water, storm sewer, sanitary, the roadways, and what have you. And all punch list items have been completed, all the sidewalk has been installed. So certainly we're supporting that request. So it does also require a letter of credit reduction that's currently in place, and that is noted in the memo, but we're certainly supportive, like I said, of moving forward with the acceptance.
Questions?
Okay.
I'm with consent on that one as well.
Sounds good.
Item number 17, PW 2026-17, Land Acquisition Consulting Services, Supplement Number 2, Lake Michigan Water System Improvement Project.
We have to follow federal rules whenever we acquire property for the Lake Michigan project. So we have a contract with Mark Matthews and Company, who's been doing our land acquisition negotiations now for the better part of a year. So you guys have approved an original contract, increased it once, so we had to add some additional properties, and now we've determined we need an additional 3 properties, I believe. And so we actually have money left over within the contract and the supplemental that you've already approved, because he's coming under budget on his hours, which is good. So the net cost of the increase for an additional 3 properties is only $17,750. So that unit price is significantly less than what we've already increased, but that's because we have money left over from the other projects. So.
Questions?
No.
Okay, I think we'll put that on City Council as well.
Great.
I don't like to spend money without doing this.
Well, they approve it if it's second time.
Yeah. anything else?
Nope.
Nope. We call the meeting closed at 6:44 p.m.
Thank you.
Nice. Thank you.